In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has declared victory over sin, over death, over disease, and over all of the things that oppress us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is this Easter? Well, of course it is. Easter is a holiday that is simply set into space and time by a lunar celebration. The way that we come up with the Sunday for Easter is that we look at the moon and we establish that a certain amount of Sundays after the full moon, that is when we have Easter. And so this is Easter. But does it feel like Easter? Well, no. In a lot of ways, it doesn't feel like Easter at all. It doesn't feel like Easter because you're sitting not in this sanctuary with me. It doesn't feel like Easter because I haven't shaved my beard, a decision that I made because this kind of doesn't feel like Easter. And so I'm going to wait until we all gather back together again in order to shave my beard so that we can have kind of that first Sunday feel really like Easter, because that's something that I do every Easter here at University Lutheran. And so there's kind of something that doesn't feel quite like Easter. There's kind of a little bit of us that's still waiting for that first Sunday that really feels like Easter, that first Sunday when we gather back together. And we don't know when that's going to be. Maybe that'll be Pentecost. Maybe that'll be Holy Trinity Sunday. Maybe that'll be some other Sunday. Hopefully not anywhere in Big Green, but we'll see when it is that we come back together in the sanctuary and we're able to have yet another Easter. Because every Sunday is an Easter. Every Sunday is an Easter that celebrates the very thing that we are celebrating today, which is Jesus raising from the dead. And, of course, there's something about this Easter that is different. But in a lot of ways, every Easter is different. Every Easter is a response. Every Easter is a response to the things that are happening in our lives. It's God's response to every single one of our years. That there is an Easter every year is something that we should take heart in, even if it's an Easter that we are celebrating from home. Because Easter is God's response to our world. So this Easter is God's response to what's happening in our world, filled with this virus outbreak. Just as the Easter after September 11th was God's response to that tragedy. Just as the Easter after the Marjory Stoneman Douglas shooting was God's response to that. Just as the Easter after you broke up with that person was God's response to that. Just as that Easter after you were diagnosed with cancer was God's response to that. You see, Easter is much less just kind of a day, but it's a day of response. It's a day that God responds to the forces that are in our lives and says, no, I've got a better plan. I've got a better plan. Instead of my son staying dead in that tomb, I've got a better plan. He's going to raise. Instead of my people staying in their tombs, I've got a better plan. They are going to raise. God's response to us in our world, in this Easter and in every other Easter, is that we will raise, because Jesus raised. and we will see him raise. That has been kind of the heartbeat of all of our Holy Week celebrations, is seeing Jesus, because in this moment we really can't experience one another in very many other ways. Yeah, sure, we can hear, especially if we ever get the audio here at University Lutheran figured out. But we can definitely see during this time. We can see one another. And so when we read the angel and Jesus both saying to the women at the tomb, they will see me, it's something that we take note of. We take note of because that's something that we want. We want to know that we will see Jesus. We want to know that we will see him clearly, that we will see him raised, that on the last day, that when we raise up out of our tombs, that we will be able to peer at him with our own eyes, that we will be able to interact with him face to face, and that those faces are going to have eyeballs in them, and they are going to look upon the Son of God in his raised and resurrected state, as we are in our own raised and resurrected states. That is God's response to our world. That I will raise my people. I will raise my son. I will raise my people by the power of the Holy Spirit. I will not let them languish in their tombs, but I will raise them up so that they will see me. What an amazing message. What an amazing story. When we look at the resurrection in Matthew, as the women who sat there stunned, looking at his tomb, in shock, not knowing what to do, all of a sudden they come back. And they come back and they're looking at the tomb, but now there's something that happens. There's an earthquake. There's an earthquake. And very possibly, they are able to see this angel coming down from heaven, rolling away the tomb, and sitting on it just like that's a thing. And they see this. And unlike the soldiers, they don't fall down to the ground like dead men. But they see it. And that angel says to them, go and tell his disciples. Go and tell his disciples that he is going ahead of them and that they will see him in Galilee. Because that is God's response. That he will be seen. That he will be raised and he will be seen. And then the women going along the way, they stop and they are actually encountered by the resurrected Jesus. And that resurrected Jesus tells them the same thing. As they fall on their ground and they grab his feet, which, by the way, is probably Matthew saying that Jesus is not a ghost, that he really has a body, that he's really raised, because throughout ancient culture, ghosts did not have feet. And so for Matthew to bring up that he has feet means that this isn't just an apparition, but rather this is the true, raised, seeable, feelable, touchable Son of God. This isn't just a hallucination. This isn't just something that's happening virtually, but rather that this is the real God who is really responding to our day and age. And that is amazing news as he tells his disciples, you will see me through the women. What an amazing message that must have been for them to hear. When the women come rushing back in to see the 11, and the 11 hear from them, Jesus said that you will see him, that he's coming to Galilee. He's coming here. He's raised. He's responding. You will see him. What an amazing, almost incomprehensible thing for us to think about. And yet, That is exactly how God responds to us in our day, using us. When we set the annual focus for this year, we set the annual focus as the name of the focus is Follow Me, and it's all about discipleship. It's all about how we are called to be Jesus' disciples. And as we set that into place, we had no idea that this was coming. We had no idea that this COVID-19 virus outbreak was going to be a part of this Follow Me year. And yet, there's something kind of amazing that the Holy Spirit does with that, that he says, yeah, follow me. Follow me through the end of this. Follow me where you will see me. Because I promise that I will respond in a way that you can see me. Because you're my disciples. Because that's how God wants to respond to the world. God wants to respond to the world in a way that he shows the world that he is raised and that he is responding. And the way that he's showing the world that right now is right through this video camera. It's right through the device that you're watching on. It's right through the many different ways that the Christian church is using technology right now, rising up to respond to the world, rising up to respond to this virus, rising up to respond to our day, saying, the stones may keep their silence, but God's church is not going to. We're not going to let church be canceled. We'll bring it online. We're not going to let church be canceled. We'll do all sorts of other things, but we are still going to celebrate the fact that our Lord has called us to be his disciples, and we will make him seen in his response to us. We are the church. We are the Easter people. We are the raised people of God. We are the ones who know that our tombs will be left just as empty as his. And because of that, we will be undaunted. Undaunted by the things that seem to get in our way. But rather, we will rise up because we are his body. We are his body, cruciform in its state before the world, suffering for all to see and figuring out how we do church, figuring out how we love one another, figuring out how we exist in our families, figuring out how we continue to speak the gospel, figuring out how we continue to let people know that their sins are forgiven. That is who we are. We are God's response. We are God's body. We are raised. And we are his disciples. We follow a God who responds to our age. So join me this Easter season as we respond to our age. As we respond to it intelligently. As we respond to it carefully, as we respond to it with health, as we respond to it with the understanding that God has brought an Easter into our lives as a response to this year once again. His response is simply this, Christian, your sins are forgiven. You are included into the kingdom of God. You are made his disciple. Now, as such, love one another. Speak forgiveness to one another. Show your neighbors how much you care about them. Respond, because that is what Easter is. It's a response to the death around us. It's a response that says the death will not hold us back. May you, this week, respond to this world of death and sin around you with the confidence of Christ, knowing that you will see him and others will see him in you and in your response. Amen.